To be clear, the money from the city and the state does not completely fill the school system's anticipated $130 million structural deficit, an amount that accounts for roughly 10% of the school's budget. The state plans to put in about $32 million, with the city providing another $22 million this year. But in a statement, school CEO Sonia Santelices said the money puts the system in a stronger position to deal with the hole. School spokeswoman Ann Fullerton.
This is a huge positive step forward to us.
Fullerton says it's too early to know how the school system will fill the remaining gap.
We have been working diligently all along to maximize our efficiencies and find savings wherever we can.
Previously, Santelices has said staff layoffs may be in the mix. Today, Pugh told Baltimore's House delegation that everyone is going to have to make sacrifices for the sake of the schools, including teachers.
We're asking all citizens of Baltimore, all hands on deck, and we're, as you well know, in negotiations as it relates to the teachers' union, and everybody's going to have to give a little if we're going to get to where we need to go.
The Baltimore Teachers Union says it's still reviewing the proposal announced today. However, some aspects of the deal, such as a state plan to offset school system costs by putting money into the 21st Century Schools building plan, align with the union's past suggestions. Pugh says the city plans to dip into the rainy day fund for some of its share, and she says the city's contribution may rise as it picks up the costs of school services, such as crossing guards, and as it finds new revenue sources.
As you probably have heard, we are auditing our police department, and whenever we look at savings, in my opinion, we ought to be looking at children first.
As for the state's contribution, about $6 to $8 million comes from the budget. Baltimore Delegate Maggie McIntosh, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, says the rest comes from a bill that changes the way the state calculates school funding for jurisdictions like Baltimore City that have declining school enrollment.
Schools with declining enrollment can change the way they count their enrollment. It can be a three-year rolling kind of average rather than just looking at the year they're in.
The state funds local education based on enrollment, so a drop in enrollment equals a loss of money. McIntosh says the bill also lets counties include students attending publicly funded pre-kindergarten programs in their enrollment tallies, further boosting numbers. She says that will help Baltimore in particular.
We pay over $34 million for our pre-K program. We have not been able to count those children. Think about that for a minute. Shouldn't you count kids you're spending $34 million on?
The legislation would be effective for 3 years. In the first year, it would affect five jurisdictions, including Baltimore, where enrollment dropped enough to have a significant effect on the budget. But the bill requires a supplemental budget appropriation from Governor Hogan. Spokesman for the governor, Doug Mayer, says the city and governor are still negotiating over the additional money.
Any additional state assistance needs to be met with assurances from the city that these, long-term financial issues are going to be remedied with some long-term solutions.
If he agrees to the spending, McIntosh says the Appropriations Committee left money available in the budget.
The Appropriations Committee today will pass a budget with a fund balance of $138 million.
And she says that's after they restored programs passed last year aimed at boosting Baltimore, including money for summer school and extended library hours. Hogan cut the programs when he introduced the budget earlier this year. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.